T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Rant Line Hour. Let's take some phone calls on the question of how are you doing signing up for the vaccine? Because Jolly Ned says, even though you can't make an appointment till May, that it's all going to be wrapped up over the next 3 weeks. What? Does that make any sense? Brian, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hi, Todd. My wife and I are 61 and 60, and so we just became eligible today to sign up for appointments. She tried to
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. She just tried to sign up on the Walgreens site because she had heard that the state site was a little difficult. So when she tried to sign up on the Walgreens site, the result she got was that we are not yet eligible to schedule an appointment.
And anything? Did you check anywhere else, CVS?
There aren't any CVSs close to us that are doing it. So, and we haven't gone into the state site yet, but we'll be doing that.
Yeah, I've poked around a little online, and that's the impression I get is the whole thing's locked up, that there just isn't any availability. I'm sorry, Brian, say it again.
Where they just weren't prepared to handle the volume of traffic that they should have expected.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that. Jeff in Plainville. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Go ahead.
I made an appointment today, this morning, and I got May 18th. That was the quickest I could get it done.
May 18th. Ned says you'll have it within 3 weeks. Let's see what happens.
I don't trust Ned too much, to be honest with you.
Well, that's sounds like you've had some experience listening to him.
Yes. I've lived in Connecticut far too long, unfortunately.
Well, thank you for that. So this is what we are hearing, and that's what makes the governor's comments just a few minutes ago so curious. When asked directly about why he was suggesting 3 weeks would take care of everybody over 55, and when people are being told they can't get an appointment till May, he said, oh, I think it'll all be straightened out, but it's complicated. But I think everyone will have their vaccine by the end of 3 weeks, which, by the way, would be the 21st or 22nd of March. WTIC, before we get to the rants, let's take a few phone calls. We've been talking about how hard it is to get appointments and Jolly Ned's prediction of 3 weeks to get everybody over 55 vaccinated when you can't make an appointment for a couple of months. Steve calling from NBC Haddam. Hello, Steve.
Todd Feinberg, News Talk 1080.
Oh, I love how the way you say that.
Well, you know, I don't have anything to chime in on the wait time for the vaccine.
That's quite all right.
I did listen to Jolly Ned, and he loves saying the word J&J. J&J, the J&J shot.
Oh. You're thinking he owns a lot of stock.
I think he's really plugging that J&J. I know no one else will listen to that press conference, but my job is to listen to that press conference again and pull out the juiciest bites. But he also said, and I know Rush Limbaugh always used to say that numbers and math on the radio are, it's very difficult to follow. And those press conferences are very difficult with all the numbers he throws out. But he did say that there were 1 million people in Connecticut vaccinated.
1 million.
And I think that number is kind of high.
Yeah, it sounds like a high number. It sounds hard to believe, actually.
Yeah. Well, when he was asked about Cuomo, he got a little nervous with his answer.
He did do that. So, Steve, let me just tell people that you make the Jolly Ned Comedy Club bits, and
yes,
that's what you're referring to.
Did you see the cover of the New York Post today?
I did not. What's on the Post today?
It's a big picture of Mario Cuomo with the quote saying, "I'm a funny guy."
That's great. Like funny how?
We'll find out after the news at 5:30.
I guess so. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Dad.
Talk to you soon. That's Steve from NBC Haddam. Yes, he's the guy who makes the Jolly Ned's Comedy Club bits that we play every day. Chris West Hartford. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Todd. So my experience with the vaccine appointment, I started about 6:30 this morning online with Hartford Healthcare and tried like every 10 seconds for an hour and a half, no luck. So then I called the Connecticut Vaccine Assistance Hotline, and you can leave a message. And they will call you back, they said, within 24 hours. So around 2:30, they called me back, and the lady asked me a bunch of questions, and she said they had an appointment for March 20th. So I said, could I get anything sooner because I'm traveling? So she put me on hold and looked it up, and she said, yeah, you could go this Friday, March 5th. And I forgot the name of the place she told me, but it was in Hartford. It was a walk-in place, and she said, the only appointment that wasn't open, there's one every 10 minutes, but 11 o'clock is taken. So the entire Friday was wide open at 2:30 today. But I had to ask for, you know, a date, you know, sooner than March 20th. So there is stuff available. I even told her, I said, I'll go anywhere in Connecticut just to get it over with. I don't care how far you send me. So you might have to ask if somebody, you know, is calling the line.
Well, you might have had somebody who is in a special position where she could get into unbooked appointments that hadn't been opened to the other bookers yet or something like that. Because that's obviously it's kind of strange to have a whole day empty like that.
Yeah, I thought it was strange, but unless it's, you know, possibly they opened up another site or something, I don't know. I've never heard of it. It wasn't anything that was familiar to me. But anyway, so it may be worth calling that Connecticut vaccine hotline, and you know, they said they'd definitely call everybody back within 24 hours. So maybe helpful.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty impressive that you got a quick callback like that. So thank you for filling us in, Chris. Good news. So call the state hotline, see what happens, report back, 860-522-9842. It's rant line time.
Todd, I'm listening to this guy.
Wait a sec, that's not live.
Todd, I'm listening to this guy today on Monday, and I had to turn it off. I'm so disgusted with this Momo. It's like he's reading off a script, and he doesn't even know how to read it. And he won't denounce Cuomo, his fishing buddy, which is just absolutely disgusting. And all Connecticut voters should be just appalled by his behavior. And I don't even know what else to say, but that I'm just so angry at him.
Oh, I love that. I love that growl at the end, don't you? I mean, that just about says it, doesn't it?
And Governor, you followed Governor Cuomo pretty closely through this process. Given the nursing home death undercount in New York, have you lost confidence in the governor?
No.
So nobody asked today if he's lost confidence in the governor well, they asked something similar, but they didn't ask confidence, right? That's too bad.
How come the teachers are teaching now? Two, how much is their drink bill now? With all their money they're getting and they're just sitting around. Three, when the military has to buy a hammer for $150, it's because of all the paperwork that the private companies have to put out.
Well, just because teachers aren't going to school doesn't mean they're not working. They're teaching remotely, but they're still working.
Wow, Steve at NBC Haddam gets a lot of material every time Ned speaks. I mean, simplistically, equitability, equity is simplicity, equitability, simple, simplicity. This guy's a babbling jackass. But
yeah, he does throw, well, he's been told to talk about underserved communities constantly and equity. Those are the new buzzwords. And if you listen, what you realize is Democrats are not leading the state. Democrats are not making policy for the state. They're making policy for the equity crowd and the underserved crowd, which, of course, I'll say it again, the underserved communities are the ones owned and operated by the Democrats. How about that?
Yo, 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 Todd. This is the Candy Wrapper. And I must say, Candy is feeling unwrapped today. Did you hear that they want to get rid of Dr. Seuss? What's next, Mother Goose? Theodore is probably sore and feeling real sorrow because Dr. Seuss's birthday is tomorrow. Did these snowflakes eat too much green eggs and ham? Maybe their parents should have hit them with a frying pan. Now, that would have been a great plan. Is this the end of the Lorax, Cat in the Hat, Put Me in the Zoo, just to name a few? Candy I am. I am Candy. Candy I am. That Candy I am. That Candy I am. I do not like the Democrats, my man. Candy out. Have a good day, Todd. Bye-bye.
Oh, Candy is a superstar, is he not? Yeah, the Dr. Seuss story is that Dr. Seuss, somebody has who's very sophisticated at finding the hidden signs of, maybe unconscious racism, has determined that there are deeply embedded signs that Dr. Seuss did not like certain groups of people. I don't know. I can't tell you more than that.
Hi, Todd. Well, just thinking that we got a new month ahead of us and a new month of rant, so I figured I'd start with one. You know, how about we make this Green History Month, start a little petition, Green History Month. I mean, I can think of some famous Irish folks that we could talk about, but I have some family members that came here with nothing and built themselves up and raised a good family. But anyway, have a nice day.
That's I get it. Irish History Month. I see. Green. Yes. I thought you meant windmills. You wanted to study the history of windmills.
We're Joe Biden. He's been in office over a month. Not one press conference. I mean, it's pretty obvious he's in cognitive decline, at least to the rest of us, except for the idiots who voted for him. Hillary's losers.
Some people are obsessed over Joe Biden's cognitive decline.
If white privilege is a real thing, then tell me why. If white privilege is a real thing, then tell me why. If white privilege is a real thing, then tell me why a useless OT from Oklahoma like Elizabeth Warren had a fake being, an American Indian, to restart a flagging legal career, going to nowhere as well, fast, to get a job at Harvard, teaching one course for $150,000 and appropriating a different Native American's race instead of just relying on her white privilege. Then tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
I love people who can't get over Elizabeth Warren and her posing as a Native American. It's a story that should never go away. It's hard to believe that the Party of Love and Compassion allowed her to run a serious campaign, a campaign they took seriously for the White House, when she gamed the system it's just unbelievable. To get to Harvard, she gamed the system of the aggrieved classes to get a job at Harvard. And Harvard referred to her as their first woman of color at Harvard Law School.
We have a president who can't even remember the name of an epidemic that has been here for a year. He was struggling to find the words coronavirus. He had to pull out his cheat sheet.
Well,
why aren't we hearing about this on the news?
On the news? Yes. They could keep track of his forgets like they kept track of Trump's lies.
Channel 30, Channel 3, Channel 8, nothing. Why?
Good question.
This is for Todd Almighty, not the candy wrapper. I just wanted to tell you something, but I'm not violent. I ain't going to smack you. The way you wrote on Trump like you was a bull rider, even though you Ted Danson, then I'm so long, so bye-bye to the R's and the stupid rhinos. Man, you guys need to just compromise, because you know us, we standing right here by the Bible. No disrespect, God Almighty, because I can hear God Almighty telling you, you better stop or get struck by lightning. Thanks, Todd. Next time, don't hang up. That's my job. Love you.
Love you, too.
Hello. Following the so-called super patriots standards, China Joe has now killed over 100,000.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, I don't know what happened. The rants just froze up. Yeah, there was this thing of keeping track of how many people died and blaming it on Trump. How many people died from COVID on Trump's watch? Well, now they're dying of COVID on Biden's watch, and the number doesn't get counted every day. Why is that? WTIC. Yep, it's us, 860-522-9842. Sue Hatfield is the new head of the state GOP on an interim basis just through June, and she'll be joining us in a few minutes to talk about tomorrow's special Senate election. But right now, we have Jolly Ned's Comedy Club latest clip from Steve from NBC Hatem.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got something very special for you. They're going to be headlining here all week. They are the comedy duo known as Partners in Crime. Let's give it up for Andrew Cuomo and Ned Lamont.
Proud to be here with Governor Cuomo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's my pleasure to be here. And first, I want to thank the governor very much for his hospitality. And
as you maybe know, we got to know each other about a month ago. We were out fishing for some good ideas.
He was really impressive in advising the captain on how to catch fish. And successful at it, and was very kind, not to mention on our fishing trip that his fish was actually a little bit bigger than my fish. Thank you very much.
Great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's what you expect from the governors, isn't it? Just fixated on those insecure, masculine insecurities kind of stuff, right? Where are we here? Where are we? We've got time for a rant, don't we? Yes, we do.
Hello. Following the so-called super patriots standards, China Joe has now killed over 100,000 Americans since taking office. And has anyone seen the crook lately? There are more sightings of Bigfoot than there are of Sleepy Joe. And thanks for the higher gas prices. Have a nice day.
I know we started that one before, but we had to get the end in. We've got more rants coming up, more phone calls on your vaccine appointment-making experiences, and we'll talk to Sue Hatfield, the new interim director of the state GOP. Okay, we've got some more rants to go through. I want to play Jolly Ned's Comedy Club bit for today. Maybe even get the rant line in again if we can. But let's get another rant or two.
Yeah, hello, Todd. This is the Super Patriot chiming in on you on a Friday. And today's rant is all about John Durham resigning. You know why he's resigning? Because the Republicans and Sean Hannity and all these paid liars put him up to a whole bunch of conspiracy theories and lies. And then when he looked into it, there was absolutely nothing wrong anywhere. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, none of them broke the law. What they are is super patriots because they were calling out the liar, conspiracy theory, Trump. There's nothing to see here, like I've been telling you all along. It's a whole bunch of cooked up nothing.
Actually, I think if you look into it, you'll find out he was fired by President Biden.
The U.S. attacked Syria and must stay out of the Middle East altogether. Joseph Stalin Biden is trying to widen the war against America's ultimate enemy, Iran. President Trump was pulling numerous American troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Middle East in general. Now Biden is trying to widen the war with Syria.
There are some people who are just wind-up dolls with one message.
Has anyone noticed the rapid rate of the fuel rising? $3.65 the other day for super. Haven't paid that since Obama was in office. Oh, that's right. He's back in office.
Oh, yes. Let's listen one more time now to Steve from NBC Haddam, Jolly Ned's Comedy Club.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got something very special for you. They're going to be headlining here all week. They are the comedy duo known as Partners in Crime. Let's give it up for Andrew Cuomo and Ned Lamont.
Proud to be here with Governor Cuomo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's my pleasure to be here. And first, I want to thank the governor very much for his hospitality. And
As you maybe know, we got to know each other about a month ago. We were out fishing for some good ideas.
He was really impressive in advising the captain on how to catch fish. And successful at it, and was very kind, not to mention on our fishing trip that his fish was actually a little bit bigger than my fish. Thank you very much.
Great to see you. Thanks for being.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, those governors. How about those governors?
This is the Candy Wrapper, and I must say, Candy is feeling unwrapped today. Did you hear that they want to get rid of Dr. Seuss? What's next, Mother Goose? Theodore is probably sore and feeling real sorrow because Dr. Seuss's birthday is tomorrow. Did these snowflakes eat too much green eggs and ham? Maybe their parents should have hit them with a frying pan. Now that would have been a great plan. Is this the end of the Lorax, Cat in the Hat, Put Me in the Zoo, just to name a few? Candy, I am. I am candy. Candy, I am. That candy, I am. That candy, I am. I do not like the Democrats, my man. Candy out. Have a good day, Todd. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. It's good to have the Candy Wrapper back in town and contributing on a regular basis. And it's good. Well, it's good to have all this stuff available, like the governor, who's such a great contributor to the show.
And Governor, you followed Governor Cuomo pretty closely through this process. Given the nursing home death undercount in New York, have you lost confidence in the governor?
No.
Governor, have you lost confidence in Governor Cuomo as a result of his the allegations of sexual assault against him?
No.
Governor, have you considered giving up on the idea of hiding behind Governor Cuomo's coattails to launch you into national visibility?
No.
Have you thought about maybe trying to be a manager who has some efficacy in dealing with things instead of just posing for pictures?
No.
I didn't think so. Well, stay tuned. We got After Six coming your way. Appreciate you being here. And Yeah, well, I appreciate Mark Christopher being in the Brown, Payne Darrison Scott Traffic Center as well. Mark, any traffic left?
Well, Todd, we do have a problem out in East Hartford right now, and that's 84 eastbound. It's a good ride, Farmington, West Hartford into downtown, but east of the river, we do have the remains of a vehicle fire between exit 58 and 59. The left and left center lanes are taken out there, so stay to the right. Looks like just a minor slowdown as you approach exit 50 up to the former vehicle fire. Now, westbound 84, no problems. East Hartford right through downtown out into West Hartford and Farmington. Both sides of 91 moving smoothly between the Route 9 interchange in Cromwell and the Bradley connector up in Winderlocks, 291, 384, okay, east of the river. Two eastbound, looking good, Glastonbury into Marlboro. No problems in Middletown. Still dealing with a problem, 691 eastbound in Meriden, just after exit 7, dump truck accident in the right lane. Delays kick in just after exit 4 on the Southington-Meriden line. If you're heading toward Waterbury right now, no problems there, 84 and 8 to the Mixmaster and construction. And dealing with an accident southbound on the Wilbercross Parkway, just prior to the West Rock Tunnel delay start just prior to exit 60 in Hamden behind that accident. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC weather.
Advisory in effect until 10 a.m. Tuesday for gusts of 45 to 50 miles per hour. Very windy and turning sharply colder tonight with a couple of snow showers mostly early at night. Watch for slick spots, low 15. Wind chills dropping into the single digits. Bright and sunny tomorrow, but cold. Strong, gusty winds gradually subsiding in the afternoon, high 30. Mainly clear and cold tomorrow night, but not as windy, low 24. This is meteorologist Bob Larson in the WTIC Weather Center.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Voice of Connecticut's capital with local news, weather, traffic, and WTIC, WTIC HD, and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, a radio.com station. The news starts now.
6 o'clock, I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Governor Lamont does not...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.